Often this life seems unfair. God's answers to desperate prayers seem arbitrary and rare. One family prays for their unborn child and gives birth to a stillborn. Another family prays for their unborn child and applauds at his piano recital. One mother fights cancer and loses. Another mother fights cancer and dances at her daughter's wedding. Sometimes God chooses to step in. Often he does not. Why? This is the age-old question, is it not? Why did God do this and not that? Why, even in Scripture, does God say yes to some and no to others? Why did Jesus not heal everyone he came across? Why did he not save everyone from death? As my papa used to say, well, I'll tell you. I don't know. I'll tell you what I do know. This world is broken. It is broken because of sin. It is broken because of the sin of men, our sin. The ugly in our world, this is our world as we have made it. This is our world, and we cannot fix it. We are helpless and hopeless to bring any kind of beauty out of the ugly, except God. Our God stepped down into the ugly and took on our flesh so that he could be God with us, so that he could make everything beautiful again. This he has done. It is finished. And yet it is not finished. The end is certain, yet this world takes time to be restored to its original perfection. I don't know why this is so. It feels so long since the days of Christ. It is, at times, easy to give up, to decide that he is never coming back and that the broken state of our world is its inevitable end. Except God. Except for those moments when God steps in and gives us a taste of what is to come. Those moments when God steps in and reminds us that a time is coming when there will be no more sickness or grief or pain, when there will be no more veil between him and his people. Those moments when God steps in and gives us hope. This world is broken and full of the ugly and the suffering, and it would remain so for always, except God.